From the WLRN Miami Herald Newsroom, I'm Christine DiMatte with these news updates. The Florida legislature is expected to vote on a bill requiring a one-day waiting period for abortions. The House is set to vote on that today. Meanwhile, the Florida House and Senate remain at odds over how to handle a potential $1.3 billion hole in the state health care budget. The main sticking points, Medicaid expansion, and the future of federal hospital funding known as the low-income pool. House Republicans tackled the issues behind closed doors today, while the Senate convened an emergency meeting. In other news today, federal investigators are targeting 700 businesses in the Miami area for enhanced scrutiny to detect trade-based money laundering schemes. U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement announced the focus would be on electronics exporters, including those in the cell phone business. This is WLRN Miami Herald News. I'm Christine DiMatte.